it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Candace Parker got revenge on Gino Auriemma. For those that don't remember, again, Dylan, I'm talking to you on our message board. For those that don't remember, the UConn-Tennessee matchup in women's basketball used to be as big, almost as big as Duke-North Carolina on the men's side. It was that big. Things stopped, Caleb. And then Pat Summitt did not want to continue that because Gino Auriemma was cheating in recruiting by taking his prospects and Tennessee's prospects to the ESPN site, which is close to Storrs, Connecticut. That was cheating. You can't do that. So Pat Summitt said, I'm not going to play you anymore. I still criticize that decision. I would have liked to have seen that remain, that series. But how in the world does Candace Parker help get back at Gino Auriemma?
So, to go back through history, guys, Gino Auriemma thought he had Tennessee-UConn really exploded as a rivalry with Diana Taurasi because Tennessee couldn't get past Diana Taurasi and UConn. That was kind of when UConn started to get on their level. And as Diana Taurasi was dominating, Candace Parker was the biggest, the biggest star in history of high school women's basketball. And it was a dogfight to try to get her. And she committed to Pat Summitt. Now, it makes sense. Pat Summitt, Gino Auriemma was more of a guard-based team. Pat Summitt always loved defense and rebounding. Candace Parker was a better fit for Pat Summitt. Gino Auriemma did not like that and was petty on that from the beginning. On top of that, that's when he really more openly flaunted skirting NCAA rules to recruit because he wasn't going to lose out on Maya Moore. He basically made it clear, after losing out on Candace Parker, he could not afford to lose out on Maya Moore, so he went all in shady ways to get Maya Moore, and landing Maya Moore was when Pat Summitt canceled the series with UConn. So basically, they both got petty and upset over losing out on a prize recruit.
Gino Auriemma. Okay, but I still haven't heard the name Candace Parker work into this conversation.
Well, I'm saying Gino Auriemma was upset about losing out on Candace Parker, so he went all out to get Maya Moore, and the way he got Maya Moore upset Pat Summitt, who then canceled the series with UConn.
Right, okay,
that's the backdrop.
But how does Candace Parker get back at him?
So, obviously, when Candace Parker played at Tennessee, Tennessee never lost to UConn. They won two national titles. UConn never won a national title while Candace Parker was there. Okay, Candace Parker goes to the WNBA. 2008, she wins the gold medal at the Olympics. 2012, with Auriemma coaching, to be fair, she wins the gold medal. In 2016, Gino Auriemma exacts his revenge, and I think the most sick, twisted, vindictive, petty way, and that's not me talking. Candace Parker did not use those words, but she implied it with what she said in an interview in 2021, which is this. During the 2016 Team USA trials, Candace Parker was the best player on the court, according to everybody there. She averaged a triple-double, Dave, during the trials. She averaged a triple-double. And
let's not forget, playing for the America's team, especially on the women's side, is almost significant as I believe is winning a national championship in college basketball. I think that means a lot for your country. That's just me. I'm very patriotic.
I agree. And particularly on the women's side where the WNBA doesn't get the same notoriety it deserves. Playing on the women's side on the Olympics is a bigger deal. So Candace Parker was the best player on the court. Everybody agreed. Gino Auriemma, who was coaching that team, left her off the Olympic team. Now, here's the crazy part. It was 8 days after her 30th birthday that he left her off. And narratives got out there that Candace Parker was just a little too old now. 30's not too old to be on the Olympic team, Dave, is it? At all?
I think the female body actually ages a little faster. So that's getting pretty old. Athletically, the female body ages faster because of the pronation of the knees and the hips for child.
Okay, bearing. But
need to know all that.
No, but that's fine. But at the same time, if you're going to do that, fine. But Candace Parker was the best player at the trials. Why didn't you bring her to the trials?
Right. You didn't even have to sell me with anything beyond Candace Parker didn't make the Olympics. All you need. I mean, because if you're not, that would be the same thing as in a particular year not having Maya Moore if she were the best player. It was obvious for that run who the best player was in women's college basketball. And that would Breonna Stewart and maybe Caitlin Clark. We see that being spread out a little bit more. But used to be when you got the Candace Parkers, you won a championship. And so Candace Parker, I don't doubt for a second that she appreciates that the fact that Gino Auriemma hasn't
There's more to the story.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, so Gino Auriemma left her off that team. So you're with me, right? He left her off because he was vindictive against her. That was him getting revenge.
There's no question.
And let me tell you guys how sick and twisted this is. That was the year Pat Summitt died. That he did that to get revenge on her for committing to Pat Summitt 2 months before Pat Summitt died from her disease. That's how vindictive Gino Auriemma was with what he did. Okay.
Well, you think at the very least you would be the opposite, wouldn't you? You would be right? Like, my rival, I want to give her a tip of the cap. But anyway, I guess he's not wired like
that. Yeah, exactly. And Gino Auriemma was at its peak right now because UConn was in the midst of the longest winning streak in basketball history. They had just won 4 straight national titles. So everything seemed great for UConn and just bleak for Tennessee. After Gino Auriemma leaves her off the team, let me just break down Candace Parker's career the last 8 years. She won her first WNBA title later that year and won WNBA Finals MVP. Then she got traded to the Chicago Sky, won the WNBA Defensive Player of the Year award and another WNBA title. She has since retired. Gino Auriemma has, like you just pointed out, failed to win a national title since that decision. Twice. The next 2 years, Dave, UConn went undefeated in the regular season, and they lost and choked a Final Four game John Calipari style, because John Calipari did that in 2015. And they have been consistently coming up short. This year, I thought they had the best team, but they got hit with a rash of injuries. There has been some, I know the phrase, what goes around comes around, and karma. I don't believe in karma. I'm sorry. But sometimes you feel like sometimes you do feel like supernatural forces put karma at work, don't you? And it just.
Yeah, I do believe in karma, or kismet, if you want to use that phrase. I do believe in karma.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
I just hate the fact. And I know UConn and Tennessee are going to play this upcoming year, right?
They rekindled the rivalry. They did it a few years ago. They rekindled it.
Well, but you know, I'm a little split on that, Caleb. I'm curious. There's a part of me that says you should play it because it's great for the sport. And then there's another part of me that says the sport really doesn't need it. It's established. And in Pat Summitt's memory, don't play those bunch of jerks from Connecticut. That's the emotion. Well, that's the emotional heart side versus the head side.
The part I bring up is canceling the series hurt one side way more than it hurt the other side. And there's evidence of that. It hurt Tennessee way more than it hurt UConn.
No. Let me ask you why. I think Pat Summitt's absence hurt Tennessee more than...
You're right. Pat Summitt getting sick hurt Tennessee more than anything else. I totally agree with that. UConn, though, and this was very... You can trace recruiting back. UConn got a monopoly on recruiting, Dave, after Pat Summitt canceled the series. UConn got a monopoly on it. And I think that the women's game, as it was getting more hip, more cool, more appealing to younger audiences and high school players, UConn transitioned with that better than Tennessee, because Tennessee's so old school. They're so, I mean, this is a program that's roots are in the 60s. Okay. Which is, as you, that's like a football program whose roots are in the 1860s. All right, guys. So it's so old school with the way it's approached things that it didn't seem as hip by the late 2000s. And I think that the UConn series kept things going for a while. And so because of that, nixing the UConn series, you can track it, Dave. UConn just had a complete monopoly on recruiting at that point, and they just absolutely dominated the recruiting classes. And so, yeah, it hurt Tennessee more than it hurt UConn. And I mean, that's tough to say, but that, yeah. So and Tennessee has rekindled the series. They waited until, I mean, let's just call it what it is. Notre Dame's closer to Alabama's level in football right now than Tennessee is to UConn's level in women's basketball.